This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tiki Barber, CBS Sports Radio, sitting alongside Ron Berkowitz. We are excited, extremely excited to have our next guest on because he can shed some light on all the goings on with the University of Texas and their potential, if not already concluded, move to the SEC. Talking about Chip Brown, Texas Longhorns insider for Horns247.com. Chip, how are you doing and how crazy has this last couple of days been for you?
Oh, man, chopping wood with a butter knife. You
know? I love that. I love that. Explain to people what that means.
I got no shot to keep up with all this.
That's right.
But I'm trying.
I know. Look, I listened to your podcast earlier today, and, I mean, you shed some light on some of the goings-on behind the scenes, like the political side of this from a legislative standpoint to, the Texas governor being a UT guy, so maybe he greases the skids for something like this. What's the likelihood that this actually happens?
I mean, Texas and Oklahoma are focused on the SEC. The question is, and they're going to notify the Big 12 Monday that they don't plan to be a part of the grant of rights in the Big 12, basically the membership in the Big 12, when the current grant of rights expire in 2025. Now, you know, if the Big 12 comes apart, you know, you've already heard the Pac-12 commissioner saying if we hear from the eight schools in the Big 12, we'd be interested, and it has to go that way. The Big 12 schools have to reach out to the Pac-12, otherwise it's tortious interference. You're keeping an eye on that. But if the Big 12 ends up dissolving because members are going other places, then, you know, Texas and Oklahoma could move into the SEC quickly.
Yeah.
You know, there is political opposition. I've said the biggest obstacle for Texas to the SEC is Texas A&M. I mean, their system chancellor, John Sharp, is as good a politician as I've ever covered. He's crafty. He's, you know, willing to do anything to try and keep Texas A&M as the only school from the state of Texas in the SEC. We'll see if Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC, and the rest of the league see a greater good in adding two powerful brands like Texas and Oklahoma to the SEC. So I've learned enough covering realignment the last 10, 15 years, even back to when the Big 12 was formed in 94, when the Big 8 and four schools from the Southwest Conference formed, that it can go left, it can go right. I've heard Fox is ready to come to the table to Texas and Oklahoma and pay them lavishly as independents and fill their schedule with Big Ten and Pac-12 opponents because they have the media rights in those leagues.
Wow.
And, you know, does that entice or, you know, cause a deviation from what Texas and Oklahoma are thinking right now? And that stuff's all playing out right now. I mean, I've been texting everybody under the sun to try to keep up because this is the kind of story that changes by the hour.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. Chip Brown, Texas Longhorns insider for horns247.com. You know, the idea of this taking place is interesting because it really is about money and media rights deals. And I heard you say this on your podcast. And if they do form some sort of super conference, which whether that's 32 teams or whatever it may be, you can collectively bargain those media rights. The money side of this is what makes it really compelling for the other conferences to try to be involved in some capacity, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, this feels like a sideways step to where it looks like everything's going to end up, which is the top 64 schools working together to collectively bargain their media rights like the NFL. That's where the most money is. It's not, you know, one conference negotiating a deal, then the next. That is an inefficient way to go about it. And, you know, the way that they're going to get there is for the top 64 schools to break away from the NCAA, form their own governing body so that they can collectively bargain their media rights and do things for student athletes that they know they need to do, that lawsuits indicate they need to do, like better health insurance, even after they student athletes leave school, a concussion database. I mean, it is the farm league of the NFL, and the fact that name, image, and likeness is now a part of our lives and student athletes can earn money, it basically, everything is pointing toward, okay, let's finally admit that college football is the farm system for the NFL and start treating the student athletes like that, where they can earn money, where they have really good health insurance, where there's a concussion database because you're concerned about the student athletes who are, you know, basically the minor league of the NFL. And the NCAA has never wanted to go there because, you know, there were amateurs, the scholarship is enough. Well, no, it's not. And now it's apparent to everybody. So when are we going to get to that point? It's fascinating because maybe this is the impetus. Maybe over the next week or two, the presidents come together and say, you know what, let's realize that the most money is if we all work together, align our divisions to put some geographic sense back into college football, and get on with, you know, making the most money possible on par with the NFL. So it's fascinating to me because we're sitting here and kind of, you know, still stealing schools or not stealing schools, jumping from conference to conference just feels like we're stepping sideways to where this thing's ultimately going to end up.
Yeah, you know, I think it could go in so many directions. It really could. You're 100% right. But let's assume for the moment, just for this conversation, it goes this way. Texas, Oklahoma go to the SEC. What do you think, and you cover this, you know, day in and day out, do you think the Big 12 just blows up, or are they looking for other teams to come in there and they try and save a sinking ship? I feel like the whole thing blows up and you're going to have four conferences at that point. And then we'll get get to where you're talking about.
Right. And I think my gut instinct is that we end up in four conferences because I just don't think there's enough brand name in the schools in the group of five to come up to the Big 12 to where the TV partners are going to want to pay anywhere close to what they were paying the Big 12 with Texas and Oklahoma in it. If you have the eight schools from the Big 12 partner up with the Pac-12 to form a 20-team league, then maybe we start having some conversations about, okay, do we just need to all come together here? Does the Big Ten get in and see a reason to add one or two Big 12 schools? Because that stuff is all playing out right now. I mean, all of those conversations are happening right now. And that's the crazy part about this is that, you know, back in 2009, when the Big Ten said we're looking at expansion and with the target of Notre Dame, and Missouri jumped up and said, take us, it destabilized everything, and it led to, you know, the the Pac-10 almost landing six schools from the Big 12. It just takes on a life of its own. And then the TV partners ultimately are going to have a huge say in this. And that's why I mentioned the Fox money. Does Fox, you know, entice Texas and Oklahoma to go independent? I mean, this stuff happens fast. It happens furious. And these are monumental decisions that are being made, you know, out of a fire hose.
Yeah, and I mean, the Fox scenario is a really interesting scenario. It's super interesting that Fox can come in there, throw all the money at them in the world,
mm-hmm.
and now you're independent. And now you're not tied to anything.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're like Notre Dame.
Yeah, that's why Notre Dame doesn't want to go in. I mean, Notre Dame controls everything. They don't have to worry about it. They get their TV deal. I mean, Texas is, I mean, they make so much money already. It's like, how much more money can they make and do they need?
Well, I think the point is, though, Chip, is that they can make a lot more money, right?
Right, right. I mean, if you're talking about paying Texas and OU what you're paying the Big 12, that's crazy money.
Yeah.
That's double what any school in the SEC is making.
Yeah.
And that just goes to show you that live sports, the rights to live sports is still king, and whether it's cable or streaming, and we're, you know, that's the other big piece of this. When are the big streamers going to come in? Amazon, Hulu,
mm-hmm.
is it this go round or is it the next media rights go round? And I think Texas looked at the landscape and said, no matter what happens, we want to be positioned and on the strongest possible platform, where name, image, and likeness is going to be maximized, where recruiting is going to be maximized. And I think they looked at the SEC and said, that's the place to be.
Yeah, no, it clearly is the place to be. The best, not the highest paid, because the Big Ten is right now. Chip Brown, Texas Longhorns insider from Horns247.com. You know, Chip, we talk about this from an Oklahoma, Texas standpoint, but the SEC might not necessarily want this, right? We know that Missouri and Texas A&M are definitely going to say no. I heard on your podcast, again, I listened to it earlier today, that they're trying to recruit like LSU and some of these other SEC schools to say no. And they only need four to say no for this not to happen. From an SEC standpoint, how much sense does this make?
Well, if you go to four-team pods, which, interestingly enough, ESPN on the SEC network the other day, you know, put out a scenario, and here's ESPN with the rights to the SEC. you know, if you do the four-team pods, it makes a whole lot more sense than trying to align two divisions. Because if you mess up and, you know, push Auburn to the east or something like that, you're going to get a lot of pushback from current members. If you can go into four-team pods and maintain the rivalries, then maybe the membership sees the benefit of adding the big brands. But there's no question that Texas A&M and LSU have a nice recruiting advantage in places like Houston,
mm-hmm.
Because they can sell the SEC and Texas can't. And this is where it's going to get interesting, because does Sankey have the presidents thinking big picture? Because if you talk to coaches and athletic directors, you might get a completely different answer. So it's, you know, obviously Texas and Oklahoma feel like they have the votes, or they wouldn't be sticking their neck out like this. But stranger things have happened, for sure. I mean, until that vote is taken, we won't know.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, and you mentioned this earlier on in your podcast, Texas is like shooting for the moon, man. They're just saying, look, what's the worst that can happen? They say no, you know, and we stay, right? So this is, it's actually foresight given what's coming around the corner, whether it's 2 years from now or 5 years from now, with college football, media rights, the interest and the growth of the revenues. It's bound to explode, just like it exploded in the NFL. Like Texas is, it's no lose here for Texas and Oklahoma.
Right. And that, it takes bold leadership. And that's, you know, that's coming from Kevin Eltife, the chairman of the Regents Board, Jay Hartzell, who's a, you know, former dean of the the Texas Business School. They understand these are businessmen. They understand where the dollars are going to be coming from, and they're willing to stick their neck out like this because they know they're going to land somewhere in a good place, whether it's the SEC or, you know, Fox throwing money at them to go independent. They know that in the next 5 to 10 years, everything's going to change, and they don't want to be hamstrung, with properties that don't see things the way they do, or that can't maximize off of their brand the way Texas can.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you this. First of all, I love it. I think it's going to be great for the sport. It is going to get us to the ultimate, you know, end game here, as you were talking about earlier, Chip. But I think Texas, first of all, I don't even know. Texas and Oklahoma don't have to be tied together. I think, to your point, that Texas could become independent Oklahoma. But once one of those teams leave the Big 12, it's over for the Big 12.
Yeah.
I mean, it's over.
Yeah, because they're no longer a Power 5. No,
I mean, you're losing the two big, you know, you're losing an anchor.
Yes.
And that's to me is a big problem. But I think Texas, like you said, they shot for the moon and see what happens, and they know they're going somewhere. You know, I think they're going to be independent. They'll be in the SEC, or, you know, if it falls through, maybe they come to the ACC. Who knows? I mean, they're doing something. It's going to be hard to stay where they are right now, though.
Yeah. I mean, the Big 12, I mean, they got to be like pissed, right?
Oh. I mean, the Texas Tech system chancellor last night, you know, talking about how disappointed he was, and you know, Baylor put out a statement today. Iowa State, everybody. I mean, that's the terrible part of all this realignment, because you're bound together in the same sport with a common goal, except that you have these five factions that are in competition with each other. I mean, it's like the AFC South, you know, competing financially against the NFC West.
That's a great comparison.
It's a great analogy, right?
It just doesn't make financial sense. And let's be honest, the TV partners, the streaming partners, they're the ones that have typically called the shots here. Because if you have a big enough brand and you can earn more money, then hey, come over here. And we're still in that mode. I thought we might have been out of it after the last round of realignment, but here we are.
Yeah, no, it's only going to get more interesting. I won't say worse or better. It's just going to get more interesting as we go on. The Texas and Oklahoma is probably just the first of many that are going to be thinking about how they go forward for the next half a decade or decade. Chip Brown, Texas Longhorns insider, appreciate you hopping on for a few minutes to chat about this. It's really interesting, and it's a lot to think about and contemplate and speculate about. So we appreciate you.
Hey, anytime, guys. Thank you.
Be well.
Stay safe. Keep the faith.
You as well.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.